to a new episode of Be a Fan. This is the right time. Hey, you be a fan. This is an exciting episode as we wrap up Super Week. We're headed into the playoffs. LCS is popping. I don't know about you, but I kind of felt like this year really revitalized the interest. And for those who are questioning, who am I talking to? Unfortunately, my co-host couldn't make it. They're still in work mode. They're still in recovery. But I have an amazing guest here to describe to us what it is to be a fan of the one and only 100 Thieves, Switchbox. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. It's like, I thought like, hey, we haven't covered 100 Thieves yet, and I need to find a guest. And I can't think of anyone who's been, you know, super interactive with myself in the Discord, on Twitter, and always like chanting the 100 Thieves. I know you, David, Shynok, and the 100 Thieves talk guys. Those were all my go-tos, right?
Miss them to death. I miss them to death.
They're still there. I'm hoping to get Cole on.
I miss Cole and Jordan so much.
But we absolutely need to have you on because tonight we are painted red. We're going full on 100 Thieves because the player of the week that we'll talk about is none other than the phenom that everyone's been waiting for since he entered the amateur and then challenger scene. Brother of Viper, Sniper, know him? Yeah? I think most people know him by now.
Yeah, well, it'd be dumb if you wouldn't.
And for the hardcore fans, you know about him. But for the new and incoming people who want to pick a team, who don't know who to watch, who to follow, I can't pick no other better org than one that's always popping on social media, always popping on every platform. But I have you to help us talk a little bit about 100 Thieves tonight. So Switchbox, why don't we just start a little bit of a self-intro. Tell us who you are. Tell us, you know, how'd you get this name and the moment you realize you are a 100 T fan.
Let's start with the name first. I'm a very big video game, like retro video game fan. So there's a thing called an AV Switchbox.
Yes.
That switches
between
the component. So that's kind of how I got my name in the first place.
Awesome. And you've kept it since. Is it your IGN too?
Yes.
Nice. All right. So let's start from the beginning. Like, were you already diving right into League Esports, or were you just a player of League of Legends? Walk us through your journey.
So originally, I started just watching. I wasn't even playing yet in 2015. Oh, wow. Probably around when Bard or Tom Kench came out.
Those are cool. Oh, yeah, wow.
Good champs. Mm-hmm. And then I like Team Hop for a while. Like, I was a freaking TSM fan at one point. I was a C9 fan. For a while, I was an Immortals fan when they were still with when Noah still had the team.
Yes. We had Sharpie talking to us a little bit about IMT's history.
Yeah.
So what happened next?
Well, IMT left the league. I was trying to find a team coming into 2018. Found out Nadeshot was starting a team because I was already a fan of him. Mm. And then saw that they were picking up Aphromoo. They were picking up Cody Sun, Meteos, people I was a fan of already. So it kind of just made the decision. Like, it was just a team I was going to like.
Oh, man. You bring back good memories. Cody Sun, Afro. That was... They came into franchising, right?
Franchise, yes. In 2018.
2018, that's their first team.
Mm-hmm. All right. Someday, Meteos, Ryu, Cody Sun, Aphromoo.
Oh, that was quite the team. All right.
Yeah.
So, to your earliest collection, like, was it a play? Was it a game? Was it something that like drew you like to them?
I think the most fun game from that split was when we were playing Clutch Gaming. And we were losing. And then Someday just popped off in the base on Jax.
Oh, man.
And then we just won somehow. Ugh. Like, he just popped off.
Man. And Someday, there was a time when 100 Thieves and Someday were just synonymous together. And he just showed why. He kept with the team all the way up until last year. Break from a split, and then he came back last year. And now, content creator for 100 Thieves. Still there.
Yep.
All right. Now, it's your moment to shine, Switch. Why should people without a team choose this org to root for? Walk us through, you know, what do you know about them? You know, why they are exciting. Go for it.
I think people should join this organization or be a fan of this organization because, one, the Discord is very family friendly. We all joke with each other. Sometimes things get a little out of hand, but I just think that the vibe of the Discord and amongst my friends are just some of the funniest people to talk with when games are going on or we're just hanging out at like 2 p.m. 2 in the morning or something.
Wow.
Like, yeah, we get crazy. It's just fun.
Man, people don't sleep, huh?
People don't sleep.
Nice. And they're very active, not just in League, but across esports.
Yeah, we're also in Valorant and Call of Duty.
Do you follow any of them?
When I can. This year, I've been kind of bad at following COD.
No, it's all good. Just,
I've been crazy busy with work, so...
It's hard, man. I've tried following Val. But the one thing I will tell you is they took one of my favorite player, Boostio.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Freed him from evil geniuses.
Freed him from the evil ones.
Yeah.
Now, this org also... is known as the Hoodie Org. Can you explain to our listeners what that means?
The reason we're called the Hoodie Org is because we tend to sell hoodies, but it's also because people think we care more about our merchandise than our teams. And to those people, they can shut up.
They are so dead wrong.
They're so dead wrong. We put our freaking hardest into the teams that we have. And winning's hard. Winning is hard.
Winning, and it took a while, right? You talk about the team that came in with Afro and Cody, but they made it to the finals?
Spring finals, yeah.
Spring finals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in our first split ever as an organization.
I remember that very well, that year.
We ended up losing to TL, like 3-0 or something, was it? But
look, TL was scaling from that point. They had double lift. They had
double lift impact. Smithy, was it Poebelter that year?
Poebelter was there, still there, and I think Ole, or was it Ole?
Yeah, Ole. Core JJ didn't join till next year, I think.
Mm-hmm. But you can't feel bad because TL was established, TSM was an established, but 100 Thieves was starting to make a name for itself. A
brand new organization.
Mm-hmm. And then it took a couple of years. They took a couple of iterations, but it was around this time that I met the 100 Talk dads, and we really, like, I love their pod. They've gotten really big. So one of the other things that I really did like, and maybe you can talk more because I'm not as familiar, but the org is very fan-friendly. They reached out. They had people doing interviews on, like, a small podcast, like the 100 Talk, and they just really love the content creators who are pro 100 Thieves.
It's funny to bring this up to the past. 100 Talk originally casted an Academy game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Before, like, when Academy was, like, not even, like, established.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's right.
It's funny.
That's right. Where the dads, Cole and Jordan, were, like, doing the subcasting there.
Yeah, they were, like, live from, like, 100 Thieves Twitch or something. It was... Mm-hmm. I think it was just Cole, actually.
Oh, it was just Cole, yeah. Man. This team started heating up when they took over some of the players from the Golden Guardians, I believe. Right?
Yes.
The Yeeks. And...
2020.
2020 was the COVID year. Where were you, Switchbox, when they finally won a title?
Literally crying at my desk for like maybe an hour or so. Seeing Sunday finally win a championship just had me broken. Wow. Like broken. I was so happy for him and the rest of the team, but it's just like seeing it, it had me crying.
Man, that must have been a moment. Can't forget. Can't forget. And since then, this team has always finished at top or contending. They had a couple of interesting names, too. They had Zix as a head coach that left, and then Reaper come joining in.
Mm-hmm.
The brought in some amazing talent like Abadage. And they were already in the works. And this is a little preview for our player of the week. The academy team signed a 17-year-old. 17. Was it 17 or 16?
What year? Wait. Are we talking about when Tenacity came in? Or?
When they joined the academy roster, and I'm alluding to the one and only Sniper, of course. Yes, okay. But they also had exciting names like Tenacity and Busio.
Kenvi and Busio.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, they had Kenvi too. I forgot about that.
That one breaks my heart. Still breaks my heart.
I was looking forward to when he finally played on the LCS stage. I don't think the team was a good fit, but in Academy, he popped off.
Yeah, and it's popping off again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, still doing that. But yeah, it speaks well to their scouting. Back then, it was C9, who was very well known for their Academy talent. But the other one that was really created and really established through Papa Smith, right, was 100 mm-hmm. Thieves' next team, the amateur team.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't follow it as much. Were you talking about them? Were you guys already
scouting? I was literally watching every single I was watching every amateur game, every academy game, and every LCS game I could during the time. I was only working very little in those years, so mm-hmm.
you were able. I just had
the time to watch literally everything.
That's right. What are the names that you remember on those teams that you were like, this is going to be a special player?
Well, Tenacity and Kenvi, of course. Copy mm-hmm. could have. Rest of Soul, man.
Dude.
I wish. So many teams messed up there. Mm. So many teams messed up there. Yeah. He could have been starting on C9, literally. And people just... And then they didn't.
I mean, that... Oh, my gosh. He had... Teams messed, really dropped the ball on this one. This could have been a special player, for sure.
Mm-hmm. For real.
And so, coming in, the one and only, this is around 2023, May 18th, 2023. Sniper joins as a substitute from the Academy roster. 17-year-old. So he's not allowed to play in the LCS, I'm guessing. Because of the age.
Not yet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait, 17 is the legal age.
Oh, it's the legal minimum.
Yeah, right. He was 16 a year ago.
And the team held on to him, even though, I don't know what your feeling was. Last year when they brought in Tenacity, I thought he was going to be a mainstay, and so it's probably going to take longer, right? And then they brought back Someday, and now I'm like, okay, what's going to happen to Sniper? What was the talk like?
We all were like... We all were wondering what the heck is going on. I was pretty mad about the whole how Tenacity was handled.
And Busio, too.
Because I really thought he was going to be a great, but also having Sniper behind him, it just was hard. You would have to choose one or the other.
Yeah. It's embarrassment of riches, as they call it. But, you know, thing eventually worked out. Now, 2023 was not a fantastic year on how it ended. The mm-hmm. for Thieves. I think they got eliminated in the playoffs by Golden Guardians.
Well, spring or summer?
I'm thinking
spring. Summer. It was Golden Guardians. Summer. Oh, I think it was Dignitas.
Bro. Ouch.
Which I don't like. Dig. I don't like Dig at all.
Oh, Digger's
a terrible manager. I'm going to say it now.
Ooh.
Terrible GM.
Ouch. I'm fighting words. But there was a lot of turmoil, too, the 2023 year, because Bjergsen retired right in a between splits.
Bjergsen retired. Closer was not having a great split.
Double lift looked checked out.
Double lift looked checked out. the Busio for Biofrost rumor thing, which Oh, my heart. God, this team is... There's been so many great moments, but this team has also just made my heart just want to blow.
Oh. How... You were still the bleeding 100 Thieves, right? Even though they let you down.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't give up on this team. I've bought merch. I've been a fan since 2018. I've been through it all. And I'm not leaving. Like,
so, now we're going to talk about the very recent, not so distant past, or so I say. This is where I'm going to... You know, I know there's some emotions behind that, because coming into the off season, we're looking at this roster. People are saying it's filled with rookies. Meech is unproven. He's not as good as Masu in team fights. Sniper is overrated. I think those were the words that were thrown out there. River was going to be a great one. We have no idea what Quid is. He didn't show us much in 2023. And, you know, Ayla was, you know, riding on the coattails of a, you know, of his academy performance, and then Evil Geniuses, where people thought Evil Geniuses overperformed in 2023. So many people predected your team to finish
dead last. Like eighth place, ninth, yeah.
Ninth, if that existed.
I forget always, man. I always forget about that.
So, boom. Walk us through. The spring split just ended. This team didn't finish 8th place. Switchbox, I'll let you go off on all these so-called analysts and experts.
We ended 2nd. The 2nd. That's crazy for having literally 3 rookies and somebody and our support who's been literally traded around and disrespected. His like entire career since he moved on from TL Academy.
That's right. He's had some spot starts for Core, but has been moved around.
He could have been starting over Core.
Could have.
Yeah. And I think that's a mistake TL made.
Ooh,
I think TL made a very big mistake. I think TL made a very, very big mistake there.
Man. So, boom. You watch every game this split. Did you see second place coming?
No, I literally rated them probably 6th because I was like, I want to just see the development with this team. We have a young team. I don't want to have high expectations for them. Just let them sit there and grow. And then come summer, let's see what happens.
So you are much like most like hardcore Thieves mindset, that's like, this is a developmental split, so we're gonna come together, we're gonna learn, we're gonna make mistakes, and that's how it's supposed to be. Supposed. Well, guess what?
We exceeded the expectations, which is awesome.
Right. We're gonna go slowly, one by one. First game, boom, they beat TL right away. The supposed better team, better version, so maybe they dismissed 100 Thieves. They were lucky. TL still has their same issues. Okay. Next game. They lost to C9. Expected. What can you do? C9 was supposed to be a number one team. Then the week following that, NRG. Well, hey, NRG came in with energy, right?
Good one. Good one.
And then they end that second week against Dignitas with a win. Okay, we're not as bad as Dignitas, but perhaps we're better. Coming back. Loss against FlyQuest. Can't blame them for that. Then the winning streak started from this point forward.
That was like week 3?
Week 3, like super week, I think.
Yeah. Something like that.
Walk me through.
I think we were like 2-1 or something like that.
At that point, you were 2-3. Yeah, 2 wins, 3 losses.
Okay.
And then entering the Super Week. Walk me through what this winning streak was like for you.
It was crazy to begin with. It got crazier as time went on. Because I feel like probably by like week 5, you started to see that we were really starting to become a team. And things were like meshing well.
Yep. And in all intended purposes, they swept T9 for this split. Then they took a... They won against... they swept TL. They beat C9. That was a crazy game.
Thank you, Jojo Pion, for inting on Akali.
That was like, oh my gosh. It was a C9 win, but bam. That didn't happen.
And then this JoJo started inting like so much. Giving Quid kills, and it, which is unlike JoJo. Very unlike JoJo.
So, JoJo needed to carry that team. That's all I'm going to say.
I mean, that's kind of the expectation for when we play them Thursday. So, we will get into that.
Absolutely. So, as it stands, 100 Thieves won 8 of their last 9 games. That is amazing.
Yeah, that's very impressive.
They swept their second Super Week that we just came off from. Yep. Immortals, 3-0. Shopify, and NRG.
IMT, Shopify, and NRG. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And of course, they gave the player of the week to none other than this young phenom, General Sniper, or shortly known as Sniper. Tell our listeners a little bit about Sniper and, you know, what you know about him. Give us a bit of a rundown of his, you know, what you know about him since you watch him in the academy, I believe.
Yes, I did until he took himself out for was going on.
Mm-hmm. Mental health, I believe, just to get
something
a break.
Like that. Yeah, attitude or yeah, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing is, it's crazy. General Sniper's family is all playing. It was Viper played. And his brother Crimson, I think, is underrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish Crimson would get the same resources that Sniper got, because I think Crimson's pretty good himself.
Ooh.
Though I wish Crimson didn't roll swap. So he used to be a mid laner, and then he swapped the top.
Mm.
So
mid is kind of hard for
mid is hard. I want more mid laners to show up. Because we have such an issue with mid right now, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole long conversation that I probably don't even need to get into right now.
And so Sniper, let me read a little bit. We only have so little about him, so I want to learn more. I want to learn more how he is off the riff, what his favorite things to do, and things like that. And then we can add that to Andrea's LCS profile. So Sniper signed as a 14-year-old, actually. But was released hours later, as LCS affiliated organized cannot sign players younger than 15.
Oh yeah, that was a scene when C9 was trying to sign him.
Yep. So they already had their eyes on him.
Yeah.
Then he got signed to play for 100 Thieves next, which, you know, after turning 15. Wow. They played up to against Maryville. What team? Oh, 100 Thieves against Maryville. That's impressive. Maryville is still one of the top, like, you know,
top sea level teams.
Yep, tier 2, tier 3 team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then now he is finally given an opportunity to be in the LCS, and I am excited to see where this takes him. He has a very good start to his career.
Yes, he does. And currently, I feel like his rookie year is good, but I feel like his second year is just going to be even better.
Look, his growth will come to a trajectory to which I think will be similar, maybe even better than JoJo Pyun, because JoJo Pyun impressed the hell out of me in his first split.
Same.
And so the General Sniper, I'm getting the same feeling.
Yeah.
Top leaders are disrespecting him, and these are all veterans he's cooking, all right? He cooked on Impact.
He solo killed Fudge. He destroyed Doko twice, even though it's sad that Dokla's having a terrible split.
Sure, sure. But Dokla's at a vet, and he's amazing, right? And he, correct me if I'm wrong, he is leading this LCS right now in most solo kill.
Yeah, 8. Was it 18 or
around
something
that.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. So, oh my gosh. So this is a very special player. Very special. Let me pull up that stat. And thank you to Oracle Elixir for being organized and up to date with everything.
Yeah, Tim Sight versus Tim hating GOL.GG. I had to say it. I know Tim hates GOL.GG so much.
This is a little bit of shout out to you, Tim.
Yeah, shout out, Tim. I miss you with Thieves a ton.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody who kept me in line last year when I was losing my mind.
Oh, kept you insane, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Love his work. Love his. Go follow him. Tim Sven Houston.
Tim Het Seven Houston.
Most people probably know him more than they know me. So let's talk a little bit about your favorite moments of Sniper. I put this out there on the Twitterverse, and we got a couple of responses, but I want to give you and my guest the first stab at this. What has been your favorite Sniper moment?
Probably this past weekend, the 1v3 under towers.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, it might be considered a little bit of an int from Boogie, but... Or wait, were we playing Shopify that day?
Yes, yes.
Okay. People kind of think Boogie was more mind-controlled than just inting, but... Which kind of tells me start Tomio, but...
And you know, that's been the theme you see over and over. Been he is so good that people are look like they're mind controlled to int against him. Let me see. That's the game. Yeah. I think someone else on Twitter, Chiaba, also mentioned that the Olaf 1v3.
My buddy. One of my buddies.
Favorite moment. Awesome. Arsh from Arsh Goyle from Naaman. Posted a poster of Sniper. The moment I get in game, nothing can stop me and all. And oh my lord. After like I listened to the pros, how Bwipo like tell people that Sniper is not that great, he dies to him. He dies to Sniper. Okay, it was not a fair 1v1, but you know, at the same time, that's Bwipo disrespect right there.
Yeah. Everybody's disrespecting us.
This kid is so my favorite moment is probably week one. You remember that video he showed right before the game started or the Thieves released?
Was that the one with Sunday in it?
Yes, the one where he drank a lot of water.
Yeah. That was funny.
I was like, oh my word, he just dissed Impact, one of the greatest LCS top laner, and this kid hasn't even played his first LCS game.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter. He crushed the top lane that game.
He played super well.
Mm-hmm. And it can be said that Impact was also disrespecting him with his mistake. Because that is burned deeply in my mind how good Sniper is.
Also, to freaking remember, Sniper picked Riven his first LCS game, which is insanely...
Oh my gosh.
Which is insane.
Do you think that's young energy? Like they like have nothing to lose so they can go like go for his fucker.
I think it's that and just being as comfortable as you want, as you can be. For a rookie team, you want to pick things that you're comfortable in, especially for your first LCS game.
Oh my gosh. So let me segue to a piece that I didn't put in a talking point, but this goes back to one of the key things that Revenge brought up at the Hotline League, coaching. Y'all have Golden Glue, right? That's the coach. And Revenge can't stop but talk all things positive, and now we get it. He really connects with the players because he was himself a former player. So I think the 100 Thieves is built on something that's, you know, it defies expectation. It defies what people think should be good because this team is performing well on stage, and that's all that matters. Like, throw out all the scrim results, because that's what you hear, right, over and over again. 100 Thieves are
fraud
not
this,
good.
Fraud that, blah, 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 yep.
But, look, who's number two?
It's not C9. 100 Thieves are. 100 Thieves are.
It's not NRG.
It's not Team Liquid.
It's sure as hell is not Team Liquid. 100 Thieves. They don't need this Korean all-star, you know, they don't need all the top super team talent. They just need the chemistry, and which is can only be done with trust and good communication. This is amazing what they've put together so far. I feel like I need to jump ship and get myself a 100 Thieves jersey.
Well, we are about to drop the new foundations line for spring and summer come Friday, I think it is.
Ooh.
So. Yep. And that's the not sold out stuff. Mm. So you might be able to grab something then.
Absolutely.
Or just wait for when we drop the jersey, whenever that'll be.
And then fight everyone for it. Oh, man, those things sell like hotcakes.
I'm serious. If you log on, my tip would be get on like a couple hours before, have the site open, get logged in, and you're going to be set. Because that's what I've done every time I've gotten a drop. And I already have my credit card in there. And since it's a Shopify website, I think, it sends you a code that's like quick checkout. So
okay, so you can be very quick. You have to be quick. You have to have those hands, man, to get cop one of these like merchandise. Yep. All right. Awesome.
But
awesome.
Lately, it's been much easier. They're making more merch now than they originally when we first came out into the LCS. So,
that's smart, though. That's smart. All right. So, on to the next thing, a little bit of NACL updates. The season for them has also ended. I've been able to enjoy games here and there, but the results are very, very surprising. FlyQuest at the top, not so surprising. Merrillville, always a top team. Then we have Supernova, Wildcard Gaming, Cincy Fear, Team Liquid Challengers, Skies, AOE, Lit Esports, Mirage, and oh my word, Disguise has to be one of the more surprising results.
Disguise makes me so sad. It makes me so sad, especially since I like almost every player on that team. Mm-hmm. So, and I know Manui has been getting some shit at him. Wait, am I allowed to cuss?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
I was not sure about that one. Manui's getting some unfair hatred towards him, I think, but
when players the results are not as fans expect, they always give them like shit for like performance, right? But it's nothing to do.
Yeah, don't go and ask Andrea about what the things I've said about who he or Crozer in the last like probably year.
Ooh,
it's bad. Very, very, very bad.
That's
shout out to Andrea. I wish she was here.
That she will probably ask you more about what's going on there. So, any other surprises for you in NACL?
There might be a chance. Faisal is starting in LCS in summer.
Oh, really?
There might be a chance since Supernova's partnered up with NRG, and NRG are having their struggles right now.
Ooh. So
possible roster swaps might be happening. I don't know. Nothing confirmed, but it could say it.
That would be very, very interesting.
A big hater friend that we both know named Nine Dots wants that to happen very badly.
Shout out to Nine. Nine Dots. Oh,
biggest
man.
Rat I know.
We'll make sure he hears this part. All right.
But he's going to get on me for this one, too. It's all out of love, though.
It's all love. It's all love.
I love it, dude.
All right. So NACL is also headed to their playoffs, then, in my estimation. And we'll see. These are some exciting names, man. Perry, Surdy. We got Minui, like you mentioned. Shochi, who's been popping off in a couple of games.
Quad's been popping off a lot, too, for being an import.
Mm-hmm. Some very amazing game by Wixie.
Sajet is learning.
Sajet. Yes.
How do you say that exactly? I keep saying Sajet, but that does not sound right.
I think that's how they pronounced it on the broadcast, too. So I'll just go with Sajet. And of course, Maryville University always have Niles on there. Although I think his days with LCS is done, but he's popping off.
I'm shocked Niles is still even playing, honestly.
It's true.
Like, I really... He's going to be graduating or graduating soon, too, I think. So, I'm shocked and remember, SpireX was originally going to be the top laner.
He's moved to mid lane now, right?
He's back to mid lane. I don't know what's going on there, but...
Well... We're just hoping that they deserve the shot, at least an appearance, because I think they've worked very, very hard and really enjoy watching their games. Mm-hmm. All right. So as we kind of wind down on today's episodes, let's talk about the upcoming playoffs. 100 Thieves' first challenge will be C9. Of course, loser is not eliminated. Double elimination. But let's hear your thoughts about how the playoffs will play out.
Well, first, going to start on the C9 side. I think they're very dependent on JoJo being ahead in the game. Mm-hmm. I think that's their only win con right now. Fudge is underperforming a lot. Berserker's underperforming a lot. Falcon and Blabber have been doing fine, I'd say. But it just does not look like it's clicking as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And as we saw this past weekend versus Shopify, Georgia Bean was hard carrying in the late game. And Shopify should have won, but they didn't.
That would have been something else if they had lost that game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the narrative for this specific game is super team, no chemistry, versus a young team with chemistry. Who's going to win out?
I think it's going to be Thieves.
Right.
And I'm going to say 3-0. Like 3-0 flat.
3-0. Wow. I can buy that if C9 just doesn't get their shit together. I mean, honestly, they look disjointed. And the team that
very disjointed.
And when that moves them into the next round, and do you think they'll face, I mean, FlyQuest versus TL?
FlyQuest is winning that.
I'm predicting a 3-0 for that one.
Well, yeah, 3-0 for that one. I don't think TL is a team either.
And so that will be your next test. I mean, 100 Thieves against FlyQuest. They haven't won against Fly. They split. Mm-hmm. And that is something to be watching out for. Can you see 100 Thieves making all the way to the finals? And what needs to happen for that to happen?
So if we're going to talk about the bracket, I think we win versus C9, we lose versus Fly, and then we make a lower bracket run.
Mm-hmm.
I think we will learn, and we have shown that we don't give up as a team, ever.
That's right.
So I think that mentality is so stuck with us that we're going to just go for it.
Amazing.
I trust Golden Glue and Spook so much right now. They're already doing a great job as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's just going to build and build and build.
It would be very exciting, man, just to see the Thieves back in the finals.
And possibly you remember when we played EG at finals and how the crowd was so for EG. I have a feeling that's going to be us. It's bold to say, but I just have a feeling.
Crowd will definitely rally if 100 Thieves make it there, right?
Yeah.
It's good energy. It's a very great storyline. I mean, I am more interested in this story. But it's going to be a banger. It's going to be just a banger. Well, Switchbox, thank you so much for your appearance. You've done the 100 Thieves justice and really, really helped us get to know Sniper a little bit more. So what's your sign-off? What's your shout-out? How do you want to,
To all the people calling us frauds, I am telling you now, shut up and listen and just watch this team do amazing things. The amount of disrespect this team is getting is so tiring. It's so tiring. David's tired of it. I'm tired of it. All the fans are just done. And Jensen's been disrespecting us in the pros episode this past weekend. And that kind of talk is just gross. It's like you're hyping yourself so much that it's getting to delusion that you think you're going to win. And I think you're going to flat out fail from that kind of speak.
Nice. You hear that? And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a certified 100 Thieves fan, Switchbox. Thank you. And for all of you, you can be the president of the United States. You can aim to be, the quarterback of your favorite football team. But whatever you do, be a fan of the LCS. Goodbye now.